Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Overnight America for one more hour. Here's the phone number if you want to contribute or call in. It's 314-436-7900. You could be listening anywhere and call in that number. Text in through the first, 800-925-1120. Now, I wanted to cover this one story from Kron 4, K-R-O-N, Kron 4, an Union City high school girl. And this is out of state, so Bay Area over in California. Decided to try to take on the bullies. So a mother recovering after she says two teenage girls brutally beat her up outside of the high school earlier this week. Pretty sad, all things considered, that it has to come to something like this. And it's got to be hard. As they say, the husband has to see what happened after the fact and not be able to step in.
It sounds like she may have lost consciousness.
Right.
And now she's complaining of feeling nauseous.
Maria Guadalupe Jimenez just gave birth to a baby girl 4 months ago, and now she's recovering after two nights in the hospital after she says two teenage girls beat her up outside James.
Pretty bad. I mean, they show the, you hear at the start, those are the police officers that are giving a rundown of here's what's going on. And I think she was also shown as, you know, pretty big, you know, black eye, you know, swollen on one side. I mean, they didn't just do a, you know, quick little push down or anything like that. This is a pretty big problem.
In Logan High School in Union City earlier this week.
I pick up my wife from the floor with the eyes like white, and she was bleeding over here. She was all like this, and this was, for me, it was hard.
Etta Rojas is Maria's husband. Their 16-year-old daughter goes to school at James Logan and told them on Tuesday she was being bullied by a group of girls. They drove their daughter to school and wanted to go inside to speak to the principal. But instead, they say the girls met them outside and began throwing punches.
Wow, so they know who the girls are. Let me take a wild guess here. Let me just take a wild guess. The girls aren't going to get nearly the punishment that they deserve on something like this. A GoFundMe account has been paid to help, or at least been set up to help with the medical expenses. They're going to hire a lawyer, and they're moving their daughter to a new school. Yeah, if you go to talk to a principal because of a bullying situation, and the moment you walk onto the campus and start walking towards the building, you're jumped by two high school girls, you got a problem. And I can see why a lawyer could step in there.
It's because they want to hit my daughter. But I covered a lot that they didn't went, they couldn't get there. So they grabbed my wife.
Maria ended up in the hospital for 2 days.
Yeah. She has the bones broken right here. She has the eyes all red. An old bump here.
Union City police say they responded to the scene and arrested one juvenile who was charged with battery with serious bodily injury. The school district says the fight involved two Logan High School students, a student's family, and someone not from the school.
A student's family got involved with this too, and someone not involved with the school? Why was that person there? And what about the student's family? What? So the kids try to jump this woman and then the family gets in on it too? If you're that dad, you got to be filled with so much rage right now at all those people involved. How could you do that? Not only to the daughter who was bullied to begin with, but then to the mom who just gave birth 4 months ago to your child?
They say the incident is being investigated by administration.
No, not enough. You can't trust this to the school. They cannot be trusted. Don't let the school handle this.
I feel really, like, angry, sad at the same time.
Now, the family says that they're hiring a lawyer and they're moving their daughter to a new high school.
And she better sue them for everything they got. You know, that's the thing. With those parents and the other ones involved, the family gets involved and jumps you too. They are responsible for this. Considering it happened on school grounds, the school could be looked at as having some responsibility too, even though, you know, I'm sure the school didn't endorse this. But what's going down here where something like this could happen? But mostly it's those parents, the ones that were part of the family. They said family members. I guess it might not have been the parents. So family members, I guess, could cover, you know, other siblings or cousins or something like that. But either way, crazy, crazy times we live in where you can't even go inside of a building anymore. And next, they'll jump you too, just like the kid. And of course, you got to move the kid out of that scenario. Get that kid out of that school. And I'm glad they did that, too. Just all the way scary. You think anything like that could happen. And I think to myself, one day, my son's going to be old enough. He's going to be going to school. What's the world going to look like then? And are we going to see the exact same thing happen? As in the craziness that goes down on a school on any given basis. This isn't just a California thing. Are we seeing this sort of thing at all schools? And if it's not all schools, will it be all schools at some point? Scary. 436-7900 is the number, or 800-925-1120 on Overnight America KMOX.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Home fast and informed. Total Information PM starts weekdays at 4 on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX and KMOX.com.
Bum, bum, bum. You could use a little self-help. I guess if you're up this late at night, you're probably in a need of some little self-help. You know, I did have one other story, which we may get to. I'll do that next. But basically, if you're not sleeping right, it's kind of fun to go back and look at the way sleep was used in history. And yes, it's not the same. I saw this article posted up, 25 Tiny Habits Changes That Will Make You a Different Person a Year From Now. And there's always these articles. Okay, do these 25 things and you'll do zero of these things. But it's 1:17 a.m. We're live in St. Louis, Missouri. You know, it's 2:17 if you're over on the East Coast, about to turn 2:18. And I get it. You're not one to say, you're right. I must get up and do all of these things right now. Yeah, these are some pretty good suggestions. I normally don't live my life based on random lists online, but I do like to look at them. So here's a couple of tiny habit changes that can make you a different person a year from now, seeing that it is the start of the year. And I still don't believe anyone actually decides and picks out a New Year's resolution and follows through with it. I think the percentage of people that actually do that, less than 1%. Here's 25 things. You ready? Let's see how many we can cross off our list. Read at least one book per month. It's a pretty good one. Number two, write down your goals at the start of each week and each month. Do you even know what your goals are? Number three, and measure and track those goals throughout the year and actually look each goal in the face and be honest with yourself about what you did do and what you could have done better. See, this already seems like too much work. You want me to keep paperwork? Now this sounds like the type of position where my kids are going to go through the house and they're going to say, oh, look, Dad kept a giant tote full of old pieces of paper that have his goals that he never really took seriously. Great. Now what am I going to do with it? Toss it. One more thing for the kids to toss when I'm older. Number four, dedicate just one day a week to eating no meat. That's actually not a bad idea. I could see something like that being beneficial. I eat meat almost every meal. Not every meal, but almost. There's some meat included in that. But it might be not a bad idea to change things up. It probably helps your system to do that. Number five, turn your phone on silent before you share a meal with someone you care about. What I normally do is I put the phone on the table and I don't look at it. I just leave it up on the table unless there's some sort of like, okay, someone's calling. It sounds like it could be important. Situation, but that's not, you know, it's pretty rare. I don't get a lot of phone calls. I get more spam calls than I do people actually wanting to talk to me. So if the phone's ringing, I just assume it's going to be spam. Number six, talk to someone you trust when you're in pain, even if it's what you consider a small pain. I do that with Drex. I do that once a week. I say, hey, Drex, I got this foot pain. It's probably because of these shoes I've been wearing. So, I'll go check that one off. Walk whenever you can or wherever you can. This living in the big city, hippy-dippy stuff. I do walk the dog, which is fine. I don't skimp on that. Yeah, but, you know, given the opportunity, I'm not going to, like, because right here in downtown St. Louis, where KMOX is located, it's a weird location, Tucker and Olive. So if I want to go somewhere, I guess I could walk, but I'm not really walking. Like, why would I go? If I'm going downtown or whatever, I'm just skipping that. I'm just going to try to find someplace closer. I'm not going to say, okay, I'm just going to not drive there if it's more than a couple of blocks away. Because I got a, you know, parking space, not a dedicated one, but, you know, it's a parking garage, so I don't have to worry about not having a spot when I come back. What else we got here? So far, I'm checking nearly nothing off this list. Do everything in your power to be considerate of and aware of other people. That's pretty good. Number nine, say yes to something that scares you if you know that it will truly be good for you. Something that scares you. Like, oh, I'm going to eat that spicy thing, even though it'll scare me when I get back home and I know what I'm going to do if I have to go to the bathroom. Oh, boy, that scares me. But I'm going to do it anyway. Like, that kind of scare you? Or is it more like take some more risks in your life? I get it. All right, fine. You got to spice things up a little bit. Do something new. Number 10. Write every day in a notebook with the understanding that there are no rules, no one will ever see it, and that it's simply a tool for you to get your thoughts out of your head onto a piece of paper. That could backfire. You know, a lot of times those serial killers, there's always a notebook somewhere and they always try to analyze it. And you know what happens? Gets out to the media. They always scan photos of different pages and they'll say, oh, look at this crazy guy. So that notebook will come back and get you. 11. Be cognizant of your emotions in a way you never have before by simply trying to address them and name them instead of treating them like a silent companion that you ignore because you practically don't even notice them. Well, that's interesting. Emotions. So many emotions. What's the Anchorman where he's in the phone booth and he's like, I'm trapped in a box of emotions. Is that what they're trying to set up? One of those big revelation moments that you don't share your emotions enough. You got to get into a drum circle, dance it out every once in a while. Number 12, listen more than you talk and then forgive yourself when you fail at this, then try again. I definitely talk more than I listen on this radio program. I would like to listen more than I talk, but I do talk. It doesn't apply to my job, though. What would happen if I just sat here and said nothing? I mean, we can just sit at the silence until the buzzing of all the different things in the background, all the lights are beep, 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 and the silent sensor alarms go off. Number 13, look at anything other than a screen in the minutes before you fall asleep. A book, a window, your partner, a pet, the ceiling, anything, okay? It makes a world of difference. No, I normally do look at a screen before I go to sleep. It does help me fall asleep. I really don't like watching television all that much. It just happens that, you know, I'll watch videos of certain things that are going around, and it's almost I purposely watch them with the intention of it getting sleepy. And that's what they always used to tell you. Don't fall asleep to the TV on in the bedroom, because then you'll train yourself to fall asleep when the TV's on. Well, that doesn't happen to me. That's kind of what I want. I kind of want that trigger to say, okay, it's time to wind down and fall asleep. This is my routine. And I have tried to lay down and stare at my wife while she's sleeping. And if she wakes up and notices me doing that, it freaks her out. Now, probably would do the same thing with your significant other. Like, oh, don't worry, I'm just here watching you sleep like this tiny list from Thought Catalog told me to do. What else we got? 14, treat your sleep as a necessity, an important priority. Okay, that's good. Pay attention to the factors you need in which to do good work. Do you need music? Do you need silence? Do you need a window? Do you need white noise? Okay, so what are those things you need to do good work? Okay, that's pretty good. Put yourself in that sort of atmosphere. Number 16, talk to strangers sometimes. Talk to your Uber driver when they seem to be in a chatty mood. Talk to strangers. I'm okay with talking to strangers. Sometimes it's like you don't want to talk to people. You know, there's places you don't want to start a conversation with people. If you're pumping gas, you don't want to talk to the guy that's pumping gas across from you. You don't want to do that. But, you know, if you're in line and you're waiting for something and someone says something nice to you, that's a different thing. Like, oh, how about that? Oh, this line's taking forever. Ah! Now, all of a sudden, you're relating to that person in line. See, that's good. But then there's also the opposite, which is someone starts a conversation with you and you automatically think in your mind, wow, they must be really lonely to want to talk to me, a stranger. So do you want them to feel that sort of pity? See, look at me just shooting down all of these things on the list. Number 17, when you come up with a new goal and you feel that familiar thrill every time you think about it, tell someone about it. You got a thrill up your leg. Okay. 18, listen to white noise when you need to study or focus or create. White noise makes me want to sleep. My kid's got the white noise machine inside of his room. It helps him sleep at night. It is nice because, you know, then it also drowns out the sounds of other things around you because you don't want to have to hear everything. Like, you want to be able to try to drown out those things. I have very good selective hearing. Like, I can just tune things out with the best of them. It's just something that's built in innately in all men. We can do that sort of thing. We don't need the white noise. Hey, our ears do it for us. Number 19, pay attention to how many pointless things you do and how many minutes you waste in the moments and hours before you go to bed. Yeah, I waste a lot. I know I waste a lot of minutes. A lot of things I do around the house, it's waiting for my son to grab me and say, let's go do this. Let's go play this game. Let's do that. Yeah, I get it. Number 20, when you choose to relax, make sure you mentally and emotionally commit to it. Don't sit on the couch and rest while you're checking emails. Okay, really rest. That's part of the issue we have with scrolling and scanning. If you're part of resting, thinking, I'll just find something to watch on Netflix, what happens 20 minutes later? You're still scanning through Netflix. Click, 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 click. Still scanning. All you do is scan, scan, scan. The Onion did that article once, and it's so true. It said Netflix was going to offer a new subscription model, which is just scan through their menu. That's all you guys do in it anyway. Number 21, wear whatever is the best combination of making you feel comfortable, confident, and like yourself. That's good. I'm already there for you. Just going to wear whatever I want. Number 22, open your mail right away, answer what needs to be answered, and throw out the things that are unnecessary. You have that giant pile of mail you get in and you don't sort through it in a good amount of time. Oh, I'm like that little table by the front door or something where you grab it. Oh man, kitchen table, countertops. Tell people you're proud of them, thankful for them, inspired by them, grateful for them. That's a pretty good one. I like that. Make every decision, every little choice, based on your desire to be a person of integrity. Number 25, think about where you were a year ago, 5 years ago, and 10 years ago. Think about all the things you're doing now that you wouldn't have ever believed you were doing back then. And keep waking up every day, striving to make the future for once again astounded and proud. Aw, that's so nice. What a nice little thing to say. All things together, 20 tiny habit changes that some of you are reluctant to do. Me, I just, it's not that I'm reluctant. I just reject most of these things. All right, back off, list from the internet. Don't tell me how to do things. Get out of here. You know, if you're getting sleepy, you know, someone actually looked back into history and they found out people used to sleep different than they sleep today. Yeah, isn't that weird? So I want you to think about how you sleep, and then I'm going to describe to you what someone would, what would be a normal sleep routine for someone like, let's say, 500 years ago. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
News ready.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KO 1120 KMOX, the voice of the Cardinals.
Let's go back hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. Times have changed. Trends have changed. The way people sleep have changed. There was a story by Robbie Berman from BigThink.com. And the question was, how did people sleep 100 years ago or 500 years ago, whatever? It's a lot different than the way it is today. And sometimes you don't think about these things. So a historian at Virginia Tech, A. Roger Eckrich, uncovered a sleep history based on his research for his book called At Day's Close, A Night in Times Past. Very little direct scientific research on sleep was done before the 20th century. He spent years, though, looking at early literature. He found over 500 references to the first and second sleep. Huh. First and second sleep. Why would there be a first and second sleep? When they go through and they figure out how people slumbered, even going back to Homer's Odyssey, it's not just a number of references. It's a lot of different common things of the way people handled this. I have a split sleep schedule, so I feel like I could really relate to this in many different ways. Doing the radio show, when we start late, I try to take a nap during the day in order to have enough energy to go till 2 a.m. live on KMOX. But there's those instances where I'm on from just 8 till midnight, and I don't need to take a nap then. It just, for whatever reason, you drag after midnight. Body can't help it. I used to be a morning guy. I used to do morning radio. I used to wake up early in the morning. Even on the days off, like the days I don't work, I'm waking up early in the morning. My sleep schedule is just all over the place. I'm sure that's not good for my body. It'd be better if it was just, you know, one time waking up. I just can't handle it. But the days that I get a nap, I feel so much better. Naps are the best. I never took naps growing up. I didn't take naps in high school or college or as an adult. Never did naps. But man, what was I missing out on? The naps are so nice. I should have been taking them all along. If I can go back in time and talk to a younger self, I would say, hey, you're really missing out on something good. They're called naps. So two-part sleep was practiced in the 20th century by people in Central America and Brazil. still practice in other places of the world like Nigeria. So this is what the night split in half is like. So they what they call segmented sleep would look like this. The first sleep, or what they call the dead sleep, began around dusk, lasting for 3 to 4 hours. So that very first one, 3 and 4 hours, okay, 3 to 4 hours. Then people would wake up around midnight for a few hours for an activity they call the watching. They used to do things like praying, chop wood, socialize with the neighbors. Yeah, it's midnight. Let's go say hi to the neighbors. And then at 1500s in different character books, they said that the lower classes had more children around this time. They used it for procreation. You wake up at midnight and you go at it with the old lady. That's what they were doing, 1500s. In fact, some doctors recommended it for making babies. They said that was the right time to do it. They said the best time to conceive was not first going to bed, but rather after a little bit of restful sleep. Get more enjoyment out of it, too. No way. You know, I think about the way married couples are. Once you go to sleep, you can't imagine like, oh, let's wake up and go chop wood for a while. What? It sounds like something my dog would want me to get into that routine. Oh, wake up, play, and then we'll go back to sleep again. No, I can't see humans wanting to do this. Okay, then they say the second sleep or the morning sleep began after the waking period and lasted until morning. So you would sleep about 3 or 4 hours. You'd wake up. You would you would go at it with the wife, all right? And then you'd go right back to sleep. Or you'd go talk to the neighbors first. And then you'd go back and then go to sleep. Wow. And everyone was on board with this. Given that we spent a third of our lives sleeping, it's a little bit weird that we don't know too much about sleeping habits and the history of it. It said, with the advent of modern lighting, though, there was an explosion in all matter of nighttime activity and left people exhausted. Staying up late, sleepwalking through the day was viewed as distasteful. Noted in advance, from a medical journal from 1825, they said if no disease or accident there intervened, they would need no further response than that obtained in their first sleep, with custom will have cause to terminate by itself just at the usual hour. And then until upon their ear to take a second nap, they will be taught to look upon it as re-denouncing to their credit. So, wow, they talked very strangely in 1825. But they said that that's when the things started to change. When modern lighting started to come on and people could stay up a little bit later, then they just sleep all the way through the night. They stopped with this staying up till, you know, go to sleep, wake up till midnight, go back to sleep. I'm surprised their bodies would allow for that. I'm really surprised their bodies would just naturally wake up after a couple hours. Like, I guess they would have alarm clocks, but, you know, why would they not just want to sleep all the way through? Intriguingly, they say that the right time accounts for first sleep and second sleep began to wane. Not everyone restricts their sleep to a full night's rest. There are geniuses who swear by short power naps throughout the day. No thanks. Hopefully you're not doing it while you're driving. But according to the sleep specialist, Timothy A. Connolly of the Sleep Center of Medicine in St. Luke's Hospital in Houston, speaking of everyday health, they say studies show adults who consistently sleep 7 to 8 hours every night live the longest. 7 to 8. I had a sleep expert on here before, and I told them about my sleep schedule, trying to split it up, and they said, you know, that's the second best option, you know, getting the hours that way, but it's a lot better if you were to just get it all the way through. Much better for you to get it all the way through. All right. Well, we're going to sleep with the radio on tonight. We'll play that song coming up a little bit later. You know, Kevin Kline does some great whole nother stories. He doesn't have a new one just yet. We're getting awfully close to it. You know, Mondays he comes in, he's always observing. I look forward to my time with Kevin Kline. There was another story, and maybe we'll get to that in a little bit. It probably has to do with our health, considering we got some issues. You know what I found out? And I had Elise, who you hear do the news, and she'll do the news here at 2 o'clock. You know, Blue Cross Blue Shield came out with their study and they found that millennials are less healthy than Generation Xers. That, I don't know if that surprises me or not. I really don't. But we're going to talk about that next, coming up on Overnight America, KMOX.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Tell you what, late night television. This is so stupid. I popped on and I was listening to TMZ for a moment. So TMZ does, I don't know if it's every weeknight or whatever, but they do their, I'm not against TMZ. I'm really not. I feel like they at least have some sort of understanding, some sort of code of ethics that they try to adhere to. It's not perfect, but at least as of late, they have a pretty good standard with the things that you can and can't do when it comes to paparazzi. And they seem to always try to have a good time with the different celebrities. So it's not like they're trying to purposely go in there and use it in a terrible way. You know, I'm sure their website they do it, but at least not on the television show. So I saw President Obama's face pop up there. So I'm like, okay, let's listen to TMZ and see what they're saying about this. Well, as it turns out, they asked President Obama his favorite movies of the year, and a couple of them were on Netflix. So they asked the head of Netflix, they asked the head of Netflix two questions. One, did you see an uptick in viewers after President Obama announced that these were some of his favorite movies? And he said, no, I don't know. I guess I'll have to check into that. Then he asked the second question, and this is such a great question to ask. Now, keep in mind, this is the head of Netflix. He asked the question, when you log in, do you use someone else's password? Because, you know, you think about the people that share their credentials. So it's like, oh, yeah, we can share an account. So they kind of save a little money that way or whatever. You use someone else's password. Oh, that's funny. The head of Netflix. Great question. His answer was, no, it's so affordable. Everyone can have their own. Well, no, people were complaining about that, too, on there. You know, Kansas City Chiefs are headed to the Super Bowl. Pretty exciting time here in Missouri, or not. I talked about this at the start of the show. You can find it at KMOX.com/ONA. And that's the problem. The problem now is that, well, are you going to root for the Chiefs? Are you so turned off by the NFL that, no, you're not going to care and you're not going to watch? And, you know, if the Chiefs win or lose, it doesn't bother you either way. You might just watch it for, commercials, for whatever. But here we are today, just a couple of weeks out. One thing did happen that I wanted to share with you if you missed this. And Joe Buck posted this video on his Twitter feed, and you can see it for yourself. At the end, I believe, of the second game, I think this is the end of the Green Bay-San Francisco 49ers game, listen to how Brett Musburger set this up, and I'm so impressed that he was able to pull this detail.
Kansas City heading to Miami. The game will be broadcast on Fox. When the Chiefs won Super Bowl IV, the game was called by Jack Buck. And how cool is it that his son, Joe, will be calling the Chiefs' appearance 50 years later in this 100th season? Never out of the NFL. All the crew of Fox. Great family, Fox.
What a great little detail. So 50 years later, his dad, the legendary KMOX broadcaster, and of course Cardinals play-by-play Jack Buck, he is going to be filling in, same team, Kansas City Chiefs, filling in with his father's footsteps. He's called Super Bowls, and he's done, you know, the biggest games in baseball, World Series and all them. But here he is. He's going to be able to do something that his father did some 50 years ago with Jack Buck and Joe Buck. That is a very special moment for sure. The fact that Brent Musburger even knew that was happening is impressive. And the fact that he brought it up there and then the Kansas City Chiefs winning, which made that little fun fact possible, is just really neat. That probably is my favorite part of the Chiefs winning there. Blue Cross Blue Shield put out a survey. They said a third of millennials have health conditions that reduce their quality of life and life expectancy. So what they decided to do is go back in time to 2014, and they looked at Gen Xers. At the time, the Gen Xers were between the ages of 34 and to 36. Now they look at millennials today between the ages of 34 and 36. That's me. And I can relate to this. It says a recent survey found 83% of millennials consider themselves in good or excellent health. 68% of millennials have a primary care physician compared to 91% back when the Gen X was asked to do that. And a lot of them have much more better preventative care to begin with. It says additional findings. Millennial women are 20% less healthy than their male counterparts. That really surprised me that the women were less healthy than the men. Driven by cases of major depression, diabetes, and endocrine conditions. Millennials in southern states, Alabama, West Virginia, Louisiana, are the least healthy. Millennials in western states, California, Arizona, Nevada, and Colorado, are the healthiest. It says, based on these findings, we are seeing that millennials are not seeking preventative care, and it's not having an effect on their immediate health, but will significantly impact their long-term health. That's a pretty scary scenario that some of them are going to be faced in. I don't want to be part of that. You know, ever since I moved here to St. Louis, I don't have a primary health doctor. I don't. You know, if I ever have an issue, I just go to urgent care. I mean, I'm just like, okay, I'll just hop up there. I'll do that. But I should get a doctor. I should get checked out. They said their plan is to issue warnings, let millennials know, get your issues taken care of early, take proactive roles in maintaining your health and well-being. It'll pay off in the long run. Millennials, it says a millennial is someone who was born between 81 and 96. See, I'm right in there. And there's nearly 73 million millennials in the U.S. right now, the second largest generation among commercially insured Americans. Gen Xers born between 1965 and 1980. Huh. I guess I missed the cutoff. See, I was born in the 80s there. That was a good time to be born. 1980s were fun. 1990s were a lot of fun. I think if I were to have a time machine and I can go back to a year, it'd probably be in the 90s. I think the 90s were great because I'd be at that point right where the internet was kind of new and it was still fun to like actually communicate with people. Now it's a hassle to communicate with people, but it was fun. You can share ideas and things and it was a time waster in some sense, but it was also exciting in the other. You still didn't have to worry about, you know, cell phones. You can just be free to be with your friends and whatnot. Man, simpler times. 90s, it seems like entertainment-wise, wasn't as bad as it was. Still, you can listen to talk radio. Yeah, I'd probably go back. Maybe we'll do that topic some other day. Well, that about does it for us here on Overnight America, a three-hour show we do on Sunday nights. I'm on 5 days a week. And for the rest of the week, I'll start at 8 p.m., which means if you missed any of our shows from the past week, you can go to KMOX.com/ONA. And KMOX.com/ONA has all pretty much anything you'd want. I mean, you can go and read the descriptions. You can just find the parts of the show you like. You can skip the parts you don't like. You can recommend it to friends. Maybe you want to let someone that has a normal schedule, you know, someone that's not as, you know, messed up as you when it comes to your sleep schedule. You know, someone that actually is enjoying this time of night by having themselves in bed, dreaming when you're out there working or driving or can't sleep or whatever it is. Share it with one of your normal friends. Hit that share button on there. You can find this on your favorite podcasting app. If you use Apple, it would be great if you went on, found the podcast by searching Overnight America and giving us a nice little review, saying something nice about the radio program would be really good. Or if you have Android, you can find it on the Google Podcast there. Or if you don't know what you got, you can just go to radio.com's app. Just download the free radio.com app. You can listen to the radio station live that way. All right, enjoy the rest of your night. I'm on Twitter at Ryan Recker. It's always a way for you to communicate with us. And hey, sleep well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.